Fox FM's Nick and Reeder, the new heart of the Blue Jays batting order, the Duff Blue Jays.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I wanted to ask you, Reeder, about your any grad memories you have, and you had some pretty good ones, I gotta say.
Yeah, the first thing I remember is being like the 30th of June. Finals were done. School was all said and done.
The year was June 30th, 1945.
Deadline 1945. But just the oppressive heat wave that managed to hit for our grad, and we were still doing our grads in the gym at the high school in Outlook back then in 1995, and we were up on the stage sitting in our finery, our tuxedos and everything, and it was so hot, and we had like one little just table fan basically sitting at either end of the front row, so those couple people on the edges of the front row were about the only ones getting any kind of reprieve from the heat as the ceremony was going on. So that was very warm. At the after party was a good time. We had a safe grad, you know. There wasn't really the whole chem-free safe grad options back in the day, so we had a safe grad with ours, and I remember at one point out there dancing, and I ended up with something that's kind of familiar in these parts, a bright orange cowboy hat.
I was going to say a wood tick, but okay.
No, a bright orange Yorkton Regional High School cowboy hat ended up on my head.
You didn't go to Yorkton
Regional. I didn't. Outlook. But a couple of the ladies in my class, who happened to be our SRC president and vice president, came here for a leadership conference earlier in the school year, and one of them was wearing their hat to the grad party, and it found its way onto my head. It matched my Philadelphia Flyers jersey, so that was a good time. But it was a long time ago already. 95.
Hey, mine was 2007, man. So it was a long time ago, too.
Yeah. Well, 11. That's not too bad for you. Me, it's already... We're already coming up on 23 years past my grad.
Yeah, we just did our... it's our 11 years now. But the only story worth telling about my grad is my grad date.
Oh.
Not just a friend of mine. It wasn't a person that I was dating. But she ended up ditching me at grad to go hang out with a guy.
Oh.
That she ended up dating and is now married to and has a child with. So,
well,
like,
okay.
I like to think if it wasn't for me taking her to prom, because we did a prom in April and then ceremony in June, if it wasn't for me taking her to prom, she wouldn't have found the love of her life.
Nice. You're a matchmaker and you didn't even realize
it. Exactly. And it only meant that I was crying in a bathroom stall on prom night.
Nick and Reeder are sharing their fitness goals.
Nick cut out carbs. Reeder is doubling his.
I need more. I need more.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I gotta tell you something about my underpants.
Okay.
I went shopping for underpants over the weekend. Got to retire a few of the pairs that are almost a decade old.
Oh, they're just not doing the job anymore?
Starting to disintegrate, we'll just say that.
They're just about good until there's only an elastic with a couple of threads hanging down.
I'm going to use them as like rags for my car or comfy underpants. So I had to buy new ones, and I went and I bought something new. Athletic underwear. This is a thing that I didn't know existed. I didn't know that underwear could be athletic, but turns out it can be greatly. The material is different, it stretches, and it's only got something that I can describe on the radio without getting trouble, is the fruit basket. Yeah, it offers a lot of comfort and support if you're combining what I'm swathing here.
I get what you're saying.
And I gotta tell you something, it's the definition of a game changer.
Yeah.
Sport underpants.
Hmm.
I'm so happy right now. I'm wearing them right now. I'm not doing any sports. Turns out you can wear them and you don't have to do any sports.
That's good.
I'm so excited that like I can go jog if I want to. They're moisture wicking, so I don't have to worry about any sort of mishaps. Have you ever tried athletic underwear?
I can't say that I have.
I feel like every man, woman, anybody listening to this right now, you owe it to yourself if you're not already wearing athletic underpants to start wearing them. Wear them over your pants.
Then they'd be overpants.
Overpants. Athletic overpants. Wear them as pants. Stitch them together and make a pair of pants out of them.
Oh my. You're really taken with these new underwear.
You know what? It's the simple things in life, Reader. You know, a good book, scented candle, and being comfortable on the couch in just your underpants.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could sell so many pairs of athletic underpants. I should start my own athletic underpants company. Just got to figure out the secret of this material. It's so stretchy, but retains its shape.
Nice.
That's perfect for thick boys like me.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader are the bad boys of morning radio.
They eat dessert first. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And we're just having a disagreement right now. Before we turn the microphone on, we're talking about this movie that I watched. And I mentioned that Scott Bakula was in it. Now, I know Scott Bakula from Star Trek Enterprise. And you're more of a Quantum Leap Scott Bakula fan.
It's about the only thing really that I can think of him
from. This is how I know we're best friends, you know? Because we have differing opinions on Scott Bakula, but we're still buddies about it. You know what I mean? We got some Matthew V on the way out coming up next to you. Reader, yesterday on the show we were talking about throw pillows and sleeping configurations. Because I've been sleeping weird the past 2 days. I have been waking up a half an hour before my alarm. Not, like, tired, but well-rested. It's odd. Like, this is, like, 3:30 in the morning. I'm wide awake.
I think the saying is don't look a gift horse in the mouth, because
the opposite is going to be terrible, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're well-rested and ready to rise and shine and meet the day, just roll with it, because it's better than waking up half an hour after your alarm and still feeling like you could use another 6 or 7 hours.
Oh, the old Luke Walters.
Oh.
Showing up late to work. I had a different problem yesterday, though. So I'm back to my summer sleeping configuration is what I call it. I got a blanket and a pillow.
Okay.
That's how I sleep. A thin blanket and a single pillow. I live alone. Okay. I woke up this morning in a bedsheet burrito.
Hmm.
Because somehow in my sleep, I pulled my bedsheet off of the mattress and rolled myself up into it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how I managed to do stuff like this. Like, is there something seriously wrong with me? Do I need to, like, strap myself down into bed so I don't move around?
Were you dreaming you were covered in ants or something? That you're just rolling around, thrashing in bed, then you wound up wrapped up in the sheet?
The thing is, no one will ever know unless I, like, Paranormal Activity myself and set up a camera.
Yeah.
Or I just learn how to fold a sheet or put it over my bed. Is there a way to secure a sheet down to a bed? Because I seem like I'm the only one with this problem. Did I miss that in adult school?
There are the fitted sheet little, I guess you'd call them garters, that you can use on the corners of the sheets to lock in the corners of your fitted sheet that slide underneath and just lock down the corners.
You're kidding me.
No.
The thing actually exists.
It does.
I've gone 28 years in my life without knowing that exists. And that's 28 years of consistently embarrassing myself, waking up in the morning wrapped up in bed sheets. And you just telling me about this now?
In my defense, I only met you a year ago.
Yeah, fair enough. But I'm going to go straight to the store after work today, and I'm no longer going to be a burrito when I wake up in the morning.
Sweet.
Neither drink coffee, and they're both morning people.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Voting is opened for Patch Up Your Pad Round 1, Day 4.
We got some new contenders up on the website.
A lot of decks today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to build decks or landings or staircases for their decks. A lot of people saying that they have unsafe conditions. You can take a look right now by foxfmonline.ca. We got people from Melville, Yorkton, Swan River as well. You can vote right now.
Yes.
Also, I want to say a humongous shout out to Tracy from Yorkton. She is moving on to round 2. She was yesterday's winner with 77% of the vote. Yeah,
pretty overwhelming.
I think Tracy's friends may have had a little bit of influence in that too. And you know what? It's that's how it works.
Yeah.
You got to tell your friends, be like, hey, you got to vote for me on this.
Rally the troops and say, come on.
Friends,
vote us
family,
in.
Your dermatologist. It doesn't matter. Random people on the street, birds, I don't know. Whoever can vote at foxfmonline.ca or on the FoxFM app, tell them to do it. Mm-hmm. Tell them what number your entry is, because they're numbered 1 through 5. And voting is going to end today at midnight.
And of course, the grand final winner will win $2,000 towards patching up your pad with help from our various sponsors, of course. Wagner's Flooring in Yorkton, Windsor Plywood in Yorkton, Everlast Eaves and Exteriors here in Yorkton, Yorkton Fireplaces and Patios, and McMunn and Yates in Yorkton.
You can go online right now or check out the free Fox FM app to do some voting. We, of course, are going to tell you who moves on to round two coming up tomorrow during the morning show, and we're going to give you a little preview of who you can vote on coming up tomorrow, because we have many more entries to go through. That means a lot more people might be going through to round two of Patch Up Your Pat.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.